Welcome to Learning Through the Seasons from GrandparentsTeach2.org, helping parents and grandparents prepare young children for success in school and a lifetime love of learning. Amy Lowell says the song of Earth has many different chords. Children can become good listeners while walking in forests or their own backyard. The trick is to get them to be very quiet. Juliet Robertson and Chris Hall, both expert teachers and naturalists, have some suggestions. Whether using owl or deer ears, the idea is the same. Children cup their hands like scooping up water and place their hands behind their ears to collect sounds like satellite dishes. Children may have observed animals moving their cupped-shaped ears around when they are on high alert, gathering sounds. The cupped ears triple the size of the outer ear to collect sounds. Children can find a pleasant spot, cup their ears, and be very, very still. Some naturalists ask children to blink very hard or wink when they hear a new sound. This distraction keeps them quiet for a time. Kids will let you know when it's time to stop. Another interesting activity is to find a snail or slug. Do not handle it. Leave it on the ground and experiment with different pitches of sound. When someone reaches the correct pitch for that animal, the animal will uncurl, stretch its antennae, and start moving. This has been a production of Public Radio 90 and GrandparentsTeach2.blogspot.com. I'm Iris Caters.